From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously adopted tough new sanctions on North Korea in a bid to curtail its banned nuclear missile programs. Angola's UN ambassador, Ismael Gaspar Martins, is the current council president.
The result of the voting is the following. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2270-2016.
The vote came in response to the North's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. It calls for mandatory inspection of all cargo going in and out of the North. There's also a total arms embargo and restrictions on the sale of coal and other minerals, including gold, iron ore, iron, and titanium. A ban on the sale of supply to North Korea of aviation fuel excludes civilian aircraft. Banking sanctions have also been tightened, as well as bans on the sale of luxury goods. Travel bans and asset freezes have been imposed on 16 individuals. In a separate action Wednesday, the U.S. widened its sanctions against Pyongyang, targeting 5 individuals and a dozen organizations. Early Thursday, the North responded by firing several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. Tunisian security forces Wednesday killed at least 5 suspected Islamist militants after they infiltrated across the border from Libya. The government says a civilian was also killed in the shootout, an army officer wounded. The UN Wednesday said it knows of at least 28 civilians, including 5 children, who've been killed in fighting across Libya so far this year. The UN support mission in Libya also says nearly 40 have been wounded. It said about half the fatalities have been caused by shelling in and around Benghazi. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said since it was implemented Saturday, the cessation of hostilities in Syria has resulted in an overall reduction in airstrikes against the opposition and civilians. But
we are concerned about reports that the Syrian regime has engaged in tank and artillery attacks against civilians near places like Latakia, Homs, and Hama, and around Damascus. And obviously, those kinds of attacks, if confirmed, would be a flagrant violation of the cessation of hostilities.
Ernest said the U.S. takes such violations seriously and urged members of the International Syria Support Group to urge all parties to exercise restraint and abide by commitments of the ceasefire. In Moscow, a Russian foreign ministry spokesman said the truce has been violated 31 times. U.S. Special Forces have reportedly captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. The captive is the first known detainee since a U.S. expeditionary targeting force began conducting operations in Syria and Iraq. Former Ambassador James Jeffrey, now with the Washington Institute on Near East Policy, said the force is tasked to, among other things, carry out raids for gathering intelligence and targeting high-ranking IS leaders.
It was specifically cited repeatedly by Secretary of Defense Carter as one of the ideas that we would have, that they would go after high-value targets, leadership targets, and use them not only to take out leadership, but also to exploit them for intelligence.
Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee, who's expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in coming days. Such raids are shrouded in secrecy in order to protect future missions. Former Zimbabwean Vice President Joyce Mujuru told the Associated Press Wednesday that 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe may want to be succeeded by his wife Grace and keep the country's leadership in the family.
I'm sure it's handing the power down from father to wife to daughter to son. Maybe that's what they want to make it a dynasty.
AP says Grace Mugabe has denied such an ambition. Mujuru, ousted in a purge of the ruling ZANU-PF party 2 years ago, on Tuesday announced formation of a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe, the Zimbabwe People's Party. Imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has asked his lawyers to speed up his extradition to the U.S., insisting he's being mistreated. His lawyer says his client is being deprived of sleep by his guards. Cuba says it has detected the first case of the Zika virus. Health ministry officials said a 28-year-old medical student from Venezuela is under quarantine at a hospital in Havana. The World Health Organization warned the mosquito-borne virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.